This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
What's up, everyone? This is Nate, and that's my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are here at episode number 16 of the Levels of Geeks Podcast. This is where we talk all things action movies. We give you the full breakdown, spoilers included sometimes. We give you our ratings, and we would like to hear your ratings as well. So if you are watching us on YouTube, please go on the bottom, go in the comments, let us know what you think. The movie we're going to be talking about today is Reindeer Games. So Reindeer Games, if you've seen it, let us know what you think about it. Give us a like, a comment, subscribe, share it, all that good stuff. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please drop us a review, give us a star rating, let us know what you think. Of course, let me give you our criteria, because this is our special Christmas episode. This is one of our four Christmas-themed action movies, and this is where we're going to be breaking it down by lead character, as normal, villain, as normal, action, as normal, storyline, as normal, and overall, as normal. But the very special meter we have is the Christmas meter. And this is where we tell you how Christmassy this movie is. You see, Alex is wearing the hat. It's New York Mets Santa Claus. So we let you know on a scale of, I don't know, 2 silver bells all the way up to, all the way up to Rudolph leading the sleigh. How Christmassy this movie is. Every time we do this, I'm going to pick different things.
Yeah, pretty much. Same.
We gave Cobra a nutcracker. We had one nutcracker out of five. It was not very Christmassy. So who knows what we're going to give this one, but we have the Christmas meter. We're going to bust that out for you. Before we do any of that, Alex, please, let's tell them how much money this movie made at the box office.
Yeah, so for Reindeer Games from the year 2000, this movie came out. Domestic, it came out to $23 million. Yeah, but international, it was $8 million. And then
I like that. I like how you said, but as if it was going to be higher. And yeah, it was way lower.
Yeah, it was mad low. And then worldwide for a total of $32 million on a budget of $42 million. This is the first movie that we covered that it basically flopped.
It is. It is. And just so you know, real quick, Rotten Tomatoes score for this, 25%. So not a critical darling by any means. But we have reviewed things with low Rotten Tomatoes scores. This is the first one we've reviewed that very specifically lost money as far as budget compared to box office. Yeah. Last episode, we did Terminator Genesis, which was the lowest grossing like Terminator domestic, but it still made like 400 something million dollars. This didn't even make 50 million. It didn't even make $40 million. So yeah, this is our first kind of, I guess, flop, and we'll call it a flop because it lost, but it's not a flop in the sense of I don't remember this being marketed big time, you know, in 2000, yeah, back when I was in younger, you know what I mean? So it's not like a franchise movie that flopped, but it's still not good.
No. It's not good at all. I mean, it lost $10 million, but again, well, let's get right into it with the main lead.
We're going to give you our opinions, so Alex is going to go ahead and let you know what he thinks of our main character, played by one Mr. Ben Affleck. Take it away.
All right, so this is Ben Affleck before he got an, I mean, I know he got an Oscar for, was it
Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting.
Writing. Yeah,
for writing, because they ain't acting. this one, he wasn't as good. Now, everyone knows, if you know me, everyone knows he's my Batman. So, this is him older as Batman, but younger, not in his prime.
20 years ago.
Yeah. 20 years ago. It looked like he's still learning the curve, but he was okay. Let's just put it this way. He was at times he was believable. Other times, no bueno. I was just like, his line delivery was not as good. It just felt cheesy for some reason. But with that said, I gave him a 3 out of 5. I thought he was good. I thought I liked the character he was playing. I kind of enjoyed the character he was playing. Other than that, oh no, it wasn't that good.
Yeah, so I almost started saying this was before he was the Ben Affleck we all know and love, but we don't all know and love him. I mean, a lot of people still don't love him. So
yeah.
I recanted that statement. I like Ben Affleck now. I think he's good. I think he gave one of his best performances ever this year in a movie called The Way Back. So he's very capable of acting well now. This was, Alex is right. This is way before that time. He's a fresh-faced, you know, youngster. He's probably in his 20s here, right? Because he's in his 40s now, and this was 20 years ago. So he's in his 20s, you know, he's young Ben Affleck. His line delivery is not great at times, and at times kind of funny, you know? Like, he has moments. He has moments where he's kind of likable. I didn't like the character that much. He's just like a – I like some things about him, but at the end of the day, he's just kind of like a liar who just, like, you know, came out of jail and lied. Now, he gets punished for his lies. So I do like that. You know what I mean? Like, he picked the wrong person to lie about being, as far as taking someone's identity.
Yeah.
But overall, still green. I wasn't crazy about him. Some of the delivery, kind of funny. Some of it, very, very bad. I gave him a 2.
Okay, that's not bad. Give him a 2. I mean, you're like the normal one person. Like, you always go, one.
I've been giving out ones. If you deserve it, I give you a 1.
No, I get it.
He was okay.
All right.
All right, now, main villain. Now, this was a hard one to score, but overall, I gave Gary Sinise as the main villain.
Yes.
Because he is the villain for most of the movie.
Yes.
before some plot twists, which we'll get to later.
Mm-hmm.
But Gary Sinise, I love Gary Sinise in general. I love him in movies. I love him in Lieutenant Dan. That's Lieutenant Dan right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I love Gary Sinise. That said, this movie, he doesn't see... He's good in it. He's as good as he could be with the script. I'll say that. Not a great character, like not super well written, but Gary Sinise, he looks ugly on purpose. You know, he looks greasy, got the long hair, kind of a greasy trucker guy. But you know, it's not one of his upper tier performances, but it's also not his worst. I find him right in the middle. I'm gonna give him a 3. I like Gary Sinise. Yeah. I liked him pretty good. I liked him as the leader of this little gang with Danny Trejo, who barely talks, you know, and Donald Logue from Blade. But I liked him. I liked him all right.
Yeah. So in terms of Gary, wasn't Sinise?
Sinise.
Yes. I like him. I enjoyed him in CSI New York. I'm a big fan of the CSI franchise. So I liked him in the New York. I thought he's a very good actor in Payback. I thought he was really good on
he's
that
awesome,
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, with that said, I think this is Lieutenant Dan before he met Forrest Gump. Like, this is what he did when he got out of the Vietnam. He was doing reindeer games because he looked just like Lieutenant Dan with legs. So
with the long hair. Yeah,
with the long hair. So he looked, I was like, Lieutenant Dan, this is like his backstory to before he met Forrest and his shrimp thing. So with that said, I enjoyed him. I liked him. He was a very well believable bad guy. Like, he was really like, out of all of them, he was the bad guy. Like, I enjoyed him a lot. So I give him a 4 because I enjoyed, he was really good. Of course he says some stupid lines, but I mean, this is 2000s, you know? So I liked him. He was a really believable villain. So I gave him a 4.
Nice. Okay.
Action.
I'm never going to complain about Gary, my man Gary Sinise, getting a good score on anything. I love him.
Yeah.
All right. Action scenes. Go ahead.
Yeah. So in terms of action, there was not much in action in this. So it's not much, but when the action do start, it's good. It's not like horrible action, like 80s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have the casino fight, which I thought was pretty decent. I thought it was pretty cool. Then you got the ending. And then that's it. That's pretty much it. Like, I can't even think of an... Oh, then them running on the ice.
The ice running scene.
But that's not really an action scene, but...
Yeah, the prison, the little bit of, like, the prison
stuff. Yeah, the prison. Okay.
Yeah.
Well...
there's not a lot, though.
No, you're it's...
Right. It's kind of like trying to find every little bit that could be considered action.
Yeah. So, with that said, when the action does start, and this is what I'm basing this off of, when the action does start, it's actually really good. It's not like horrible action. Like, it was really pretty good. So I give it a 3.5 for action. This is my first half in a ranking. Yeah.
Taking out of my page out of my book.
Yes, I had to whip out the Nate book because I was like, I can't give it a 4 because there ain't no action. Can't give it a 2, right. But I give it a 3.5.
Well, It's a good thing I'm here because I can give it a 2. That's what I gave it. I gave it a 2. And you're right. You're right. It is not for quality of action. It is for quantity or lack thereof.
Yeah.
And that's not, you know, this is one of those movies where I guess it's categorized as action because there is a little bit and it's like a heist film.
Yeah.
And heist films generally tend to get, you know, lumped in, which I'm fine with. I love heist films, you know, no big deal. But I like the shootout. I do like the shootout at the casino when they're all dressed like Santa. It's pretty violent. It's cool. You know, anytime you got some shotguns in there, I'm a big fan. I like the way they sound, especially in movies. I liked that scene, but there's just so little action that I didn't want to go any higher than the 2. So that's kind of where I landed. What's there is shot well. You know, this is the director, John Frankenheimer, who directed Ronin with Robert De Niro. It has like amazing car chase scene in it. So, you know, he's capable of directing good action, but he was also 70 years old when he directed this movie. So maybe he was like, I'm tired. We're gonna do a little shootout.
Yeah.
We're just going to do a little shootout, a little fist fight, and we'll call it a day. Thank you so much. So a 2 from me, but mostly for the lack.
Okay.
Not for the quality of it. It was decent. All right. Storyline. Now, here's where this movie is so in the middle for me on everything. Like I thought the story, like the premise was good for a movie, honestly. I like the idea of this guy, you know, I love a good, mistaken identity type movie.
Mm-hmm.
And this is mistaken identity, but not really like he chose to take the identity. And then every time he tries to tell them he's not that guy, they're like, ask him questions and then they don't believe him. It's like, no, you are. And he's like, I'm not him. And they're like, what's my sister's favorite color? And he's like, green. And then, okay, you're him. So like, that was kind of funny. I think the premise is good. I think it's one of the better parts of the movie. I like a good heist, like I just said. So I like that I liked one of the twists towards the end. Because there's 2, right? There's like a double twist at the end.
Yeah.
And I didn't like one of them, and I did like the other one, to be honest. So we could spoil. We could spoil on this show. So I liked when I forgot. I liked when Charlize Theron's character.
Ashley.
Yes, Ashley. I like when she was confirmed to be actually in on it and a bad guy. And the reason I liked it is because I think she's a great actress, obviously. She's always kind of been a great actress. I was like, believed her when she was like, you know, defending him and is like, no, I love him. Like, she did a really good job of seeming like she wasn't a bad guy.
Yeah.
So when they revealed it, I liked it. I did not like the second reveal where the other guy was still alive. He just like walks out of the snow somewhere out of the casino and he's just there. They start whistling and then he shows up. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't like that reveal as much, but I liked her reveal. So overall, I'm going to take a page out of my own book and give this one a 3.5 on story. I thought it was pretty good storyline.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because I never seen this movie.
Oh,
this was the first time you watching Reindeer Games. I never seen it. Never seen it. Until when you said it, I was like, what the hell is that? I never seen it. And my wife saw it because she was like, oh, it has Ben Affleck. So I was like, all right, I guess it's pretty good. You know what I mean? So with that said, storyline, I actually enjoyed this movie. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, I enjoyed it for what it was. It's a 2000 heist. I'm with you. I loved heist movies. I love the ocean movies. Like, I love all, like, anything. I love that Pierce Brosnan movie called The Heist. Like, that's a pretty good one, too. That one, he's robbing a racehorse. What is it called? The racehorse? Whatever.
He's done a few good heist movies, right? He did Thomas Crown Affair.
Yes.
Before Sunset.
Yeah, those are good.
The Sunset.
Yeah, we're going to tackle some of those. But, I enjoy heist movies. So, with that said, I enjoy this. I thought it was a pretty good story. I enjoyed the twist I enjoyed. One of them I did enjoy, which was the Charlize Theron, which threw me off guard, but at least I got a little boob action towards the movie. I was like, Then the ending, I agree with you. It was kind of flat for me because I was like, where did you come? Like, I didn't even hear a car.
Where was he the whole time?
Like, yeah.
Like hiding in a trunk somewhere?
Yeah, he was in a tree with like binoculars going, oh, this is where they're going to meet us. Like, but I was like, okay, whatever. It is what it is. But then it started to make sense. And I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. But I'm like, this dude must have been a crazy mastermind to figure out that he was going to be banging this chick. Because what happened if he just would have just stood on the bus?
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, it just didn't make sense to me. Like,
perfect point. If Ben Affleck never gets off the bus, none of this even works.
No.
The whole movie doesn't work.
Yeah. So the whole point of this movie is basically you're at the wrong place at the wrong time. Because technically, right, he just wanted to screw because he came out of prison, man. He just wanted to bang a hot chick. But
and Charlize is not a bad option.
Oh, no, no. She's gorgeous. But anyway, with that said, I gave it a 4. I really enjoy it. And this is for someone that never seen it. Like, if I saw it like you, maybe I would have scored it a little bit lower. But this is the first time me watching it. And now that I know that you told me there's a director's cut, I might have to get the director's cut to check it out. Because I kind of like the movie. So, all right.
Yeah.
Overall.
Overall. Okay. That's you, no?
Yes, that's me. Yeah. All right. Overall, I enjoy this movie a lot. I thought I was into the movie. As corny as it was with these buffoon bad guy gang, like, I was actually into it. Like I said, I'm always into bank heists on how they're gonna steal something. Like, I'm always intrigued by it. Some movies fall flat when they're trying to tell the story on how they're gonna get to the safe and how they're gonna crack it.
Right.
But there's some other movies that it works so well. Like, it's believable. Like, you could do Italian Job. The Oceans.
I love
like
that
those,
movie. Yeah,
yeah, it's a great movies, but those are believable. You're like, oh my God, I could get me a mini cart and then we could steal a bank. Like, you're like, yeah. But with that said, look, I enjoyed it. First time watch, I gave it a 4 out of 5. Now, hey, that's just me. I really like the movie.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Hey, and nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I don't like it as much, but this is one of those movies that I haven't seen it in a long time. And like I said, I gave a couple things. You know, I like Gary Sinise in this. I like Charlize Theron in this. I like the storyline overall. Now, there's some weird things that annoyed me. Number one, I hate that John Frankenheimer, the director, chooses to shoot so much of it in close-up. This is a personal pet peeve. So much of the dialogue is done in close-up. And I'm not a fan of it. I just personally, like, I'm not crazy. I like close-up for effect, you know, but when you do it so much, it doesn't have any effect, really. And then he's like in love with this shot in this movie where he has like two characters and one is close to the camera and then the other one's like slightly behind on the camera.
Oh, the depth
and that's
of field.
The one who's talking. Yeah. Yeah, they do, but he does it like 50 times. It's like, okay, man, stop doing this. I don't want to see Danny Trejo's face just big right in my face. He's not even doing anything. He's just standing here. So these are kind of personal, you know, things that kind of annoy me. I didn't love that. I wish there was more action. I remember there being more action in this, but I guess not. I was like, there's not a lot of action in this. excuse me. But the action is decent. This is one of those movies where, like, everything's just kind of decent to me. You know what I mean? Besides the storyline being a good idea, the execution is just so-so. I'm at a 2.5. Like, and I thought of it as, like, if I was reviewing this on my scale, I'd give it a 5 out of 10. Like, it's a half, you know, half of whatever. It's decent. I don't hate it. I don't love it. But I can watch it. I you know what? One thing I will say, I thought about it a lot afterwards. So I guess it kind of sticks with you. You know, like, man, this is a cheesy. It feels like a 90s movie, even though it's made
it
in 2000.
Does. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like 1995, to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a 1995 movie. And I love 90s movies. So I have a kind of a place in my heart for it where I own it. So, like, I can watch it, but just trying to be objective, not amazing, 2.5. Now, before we go to our total, you know, we got to give it the Christmas score. Now, the Christmas meter.
Okay.
I will not lie. Very high on the Christmas meter. We got, let's tell you what we got. First of all, we got the title, Reindeer Games. You know, reindeer, Santa's reindeer. So it's right in the title, right? We have snowy landscape. We have much snow. Everything's covered in snow. Yeah. They're in Michigan. You know, it's set at Christmas time. It's around Christmas Eve, I think, when they're trying to do the heist and stuff.
Because
he ends up walking to see his family at the end on Christmas Day to have dinner, which was a super corny ending. Like, the music at the end was so corny and cheesy, but it works. It was like a Christmas movie. We get men in Santa suits. We get whistling of Christmas tunes. We get actual Christmas songs played throughout the movie. There's Christmas trees. There's Christmas lights. I'm going to give this one fake mall Santa on the Christmas scale. This is not a full-on Santa Claus, but we'll give it a mall Santa because that's for children. They think it's real. That's pretty high up, in my opinion. If it was going to give it a number, it's like a 4. It's like a 4 out of 5. There's a lot of Christmas in it, so it fits the Christmas scale.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I wrote the same thing because I was thinking about the meter. So I was like, oh, my God,
yeah,
what is it? And then I went... I put four elves on a shelf. That's what I put. Yeah, so I put four elves on the shelf for this, our Christmas meter. I agree with you. It had all the elements of Christmas in it. It's not full Christmas, but it's Christmas. So it has the spirit of Christmas, four elves on the shelf, four more more Santas.
More Santas. To reach a full Kris Kringle, you got to hit like, you got to have all that this movie had, but you have to have either Santa Claus, like a real Santa Claus in it, not these drunk bum Santa Claus, you know what I mean? Or I need like a true Christmas feast. It's got to be something to put it over the edge. This is close, though. This had a lot of Christmas.
No, it did. Like something with like them and like, and their daughter or something on Christmas, and they're like celebrating.
Some loving moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he went to see his family and all they showed was him smiling at the table eating. You know what I mean? Like maybe some interaction, some Christmas present exchanging.
Yep.
I'd be like 5 out of 5.
But yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, just short from the 5 golden rings.
Perfect.
Yeah. So
so I give this 4 calling birds. So that is for me a total 13 out of 25 is my total. Not obviously, I didn't, it's a 25. So in fact, the Christmas scale is its own thing. 13 out of 25 total for me on Reindeer Games. And don't let the score fool you. I can watch this movie. It's very watchable. But objectively, I gave it a 13 out of 25.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I gave this an 18 and a half out of 25. I could see myself watching this movie again. Like if I'm going, you know what? I want to watch something on Christmas. Bam. Reindeer Games. I kind of like it. It is a good Christmas movie. It falls in line with my Christmas action movies of Lethal Weapon and Die Hard. I think it goes up there. Those are not iconic as those, but it still falls in line that I can enjoy myself if I want to do a back-to-back-to-back.
I felt like when I was picking it, I might fit your sensibility. So I thought you might have a good time. That's why I picked it. But so that's Reindeer Games from 2000. Let us know in the comments what you thought of Reindeer Games. If you agree with Alex, if you like it. If you agree with me, I kind of like it. So if you, or maybe you hate it, I don't know. You know, maybe you're part of the 25% of the 75% of critics who didn't like it. Or maybe the $8 million worth that paid to see it internationally. We don't know. But let us know in the comments down below. All right, Alex, I will let you take it from here and wrap it up.
Yeah. So again, if you guys want to follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Or if you want to follow his podcast on Apple Podcasts, follow him at NateFlix Movie Reviews, where he covers all movies with him and his gang of friends. They sit down and they talk about anything that they watch during the week.
And we make a lot of jokes.
So. There you go. That's what they do in their podcast. Of course, if you guys want to enjoy anything Levels of Geeks, follow us. Follow us on Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, all Levels of Geeks. And of course, you can join me and Nate live Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Levels of Geeks Live, or on Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern, me and David from Flix Talk. We sit down and we have discussions. We have fun with everyone in the community. Other than that, guys, hope you enjoyed this this episode. If you guys are listening to us over on Apple Podcasts, please leave some feedback of the episode or whatever you think on the entire Levels of Geeks podcast. Give us some feedback so we could make it better. For you guys to listen more. And of course, if you guys are watching us on the replay on YouTube, please like, share, and subscribe. If you enjoy what you're watching, please leave some comments down below. What you thought of the movie, what feedbacks, or what movies you want us to cover. We will cover it. But
that's right. We got next week, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is our Christmas movie of next week. Good cast. We got Val Kilmer. We got Robert Downey Jr. So this should be, you know, pretty fun. I have not seen this in ages, so I really honestly don't even remember what's in it, but I remember liking it because I bought it. Oh, very good. So this might be another one, fun one for you. And then of course next month, January, we're going to be doing female led action movies. February, we're going to be doing westerns. So we got some themes coming up for you each of the next couple months.
Maybe March we'll do heist.
Hey, perfect.
We'll have
to plan out ahead. It makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, it makes it way easier. So there you go. January, female-led. February, westerns. March,
heist movies.
And then we'll just branch it off, and then we'll do... I know a lot of people have been asking me if we're going to do superheroes. Yes, we are going to do superheroes. We're going to get that out the way. But
listen, we have a lot of weeks and months to be doing podcasts, and there's thousands and millions of movies for us to review. So
yes,
we're going to do superheroes. We're going to do sci-fi. We're going to keep doing series. Obviously, we got Ip Man coming up after Terminator. After that, we're going to be doing Rambo. We're still going to go back to James Bond, the different eras. We're going to be doing Batman. We're going to be doing, what's another?
Lethal Weapons.
The Bourne movies. Lethal Weapons.
All the Bournes. Yeah.
We're going to hit all of them. So just give us time.
Yeah, it takes time, but we're going to cover it all here on Levels of Geek. So again, guys, if you enjoy what you hear, please subscribe to the channel. Please subscribe to the podcast. And of course, follow Nate and his band of midfits sitting down and talking all things movies over at Nateflix Movie Reviews on Apple Podcasts. Again, thank you so much and enjoying this episode. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate, Nateflix Reviews. Check us out.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.